This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, Mark. This here is Hank Hill from Arlen, Texas. My wife, Peggy, and my son, Bobby, and I want to buy a house in Santa Barbara. I'll tell you what, Santa Barbara's got some of the best weather out here. We're ready to write an offer, but it's subject to my boss, Mr. Strickland, opening up a propane dealership there in Santa Barbara. Is that okay with you?
Welcome. I like it listening to the music. This is my music. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Is it a concrete wall? No, is it a fence? Is it a concrete wall? It's a concrete fence. I was down in Ojai visiting Hollywood Rick Rossovich and his lovely wife, Eva. Not to be confused with Ava. And there was a new wall adjacent to this newly constructed medical something. And it looked like a fence, a wood fence with horizontal slats. And I walked up to it and they showed it was a preformed concrete. So we're going to have a guy who invented it, built it, and installed it. Not really, but he's part of the company, and he'll join me in the second segment, and you'll find all about it. Find out all about it? Let's see. Fourth segment, weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year-to-date. We'll cover in the first segment, oh boy, some great news about Montecito, and maybe next week an interview with a local company that did extensive analysis of Montecito, the debris flow a year later, rentals, zones, more than I ever knew. So maybe they'll be on next week. And we got year-to-dates. Boy, we're going back to 2005 and Montecito as well. And maybe have time for a legislative update and Al Capone's house sold and Hong Kong housey building man-made islands and buyer should know a seller might be spying on you if you want to buy Bob Mueller's house. And I exchanged emails with a client that I had showed property to over a period of time. They were looking for kind of a ranch, some acreage. We looked up in Goleta. We looked out in Summerlin. And they looked at this one property that had three homes on, I would guess, 10 acres. I don't remember exactly. And she said, boy, really glad we didn't buy that one because they know neighbors and the impact on, nice meeting you, Richard. Now he leaves, now I'm here all alone. What if something happens? They're happy they didn't buy it because neighbors say that the impact from growing pot is really bad. I never would have guessed secondhand smell of freshly grown pot would be an issue. So unintended consequences. So let's take a look at year-to-date sales. This is through the 15th week of the year 2019, and it's through April 12th. Median price, $1,322,000. And last year at this time was $1,310,000, so we'll call that a wash. The number of single-family homes that sold, not condos or planned unit developments, PUDs, 251. Last year was 242. So, again, not a huge increase, 3.6%. But last year it was actually down 9% from 2017. So if you look down at the number of sales through the first 15 weeks of the year, 251, you go back to the doldrum years of 2011, 2010, 2009. What, 2009, 188 sales year to date, but mostly over 200, and not mostly, all over 200 with that exception. 240, 226, 225, 249, 255, 251. So year to date, 251 is a good number. Where is, I thought I saw something, 320 sales year-to-date first 15 weeks of the year 2013. That's an anomaly. That was roaring out of the gate. $1,322 is the median price. And going back, I don't see a median price that high for the first 15 weeks of the year, even in 05, 06, and 07. So it won't sustain itself. We finished 2018 at $1,255. 2017 was $1,285. So we're not gonna finish the year of 2019 over $1,003,000. I can't imagine. But usually starting out of the gate, the median price does seem to be higher. Starting out of the gate, and then it levels off. Now taking a look at Montecito, 32 sales for the first 15 weeks, and Montecito in 2018 after the debris flow, 29 sales. So you go three more sales over 15 weeks, not a ton, but again, better more than fewer. And the sales of Montecito have been going down for years. And if you look at the first 15 weeks, I mean, in 2007, there were 66 sales in the first 15 weeks. But the last 3 years, it's basically been around in the 30s. And 50s, in the 40s, in the 60s twice, 60 and 66, 51, 58 and 59 in 2005 and 2006. So I don't know why. Maybe if we get next week's guest on, we can talk about why Montecito sales slowed down the last few years, at least out of the gate. I don't remember year end. But what's even more interesting, and if you listened last week, there were 28 pending sales, which is a big number. We averaged just under 20 sales per week in 2018. So you have 28 pending sales. They all won't close. But seven of the 28 pending sales last week were in Montecito. I mean, we only had 32 sales. So seven go into escrow. They probably all won't close. And then this week, eight of the 32 pending sales were in Montecito. So in 2 weeks, you have 15 opened escrows in Montecito. You only had 32 sales in the first 15 weeks. So let's hope most of them close. Speaking of closing, what else do we want to do? Do we do enough year to date? There'll be a test. I think we did. We did Montecito only. Median sales price, I didn't mention Montecito year to date, first 15 weeks, $2,850,000. Last year, $2,750,000. And those are high numbers, with the exception of 2008, when the median sales price was $3,625,000, at least for the first 15 weeks. So $2,925,000 in 2015. So generally, overall, median sales price year to date, Montecito, higher than usual. Okay. What else did I want to tell you? The seller listings. Al Capone. Al Capone's family home in Chicago sells for $226,000, double the asking price. Red brick, two flat in the south side. Two flat, I don't know what that could mean, two stories or two units, I don't know. Southside Park Manor neighborhood that legendary mobster Al Capone once lived in. Sold April 5th for $226,000, 2,820 square feet. Two flat. What does that mean? Two story? On Prairie Avenue, sold for more than double its $109,900 asking price. We had like 80 offers on it. Listing agent Ryan Smith of Remax Property said, we had a lot of press on it. I think that helped. Mr. Capone moved into the two flat with his mother and sister in 1923 after moving to Chicago from New York. After moving to Chicago from New York. I wonder if he liked the the pizza better in Chicago or New York. That's a continuing conflict. Let's call a listing agent and see if he knows about that. All right, we don't have time to tell you about the smallest house on the market in San Diego. Or did I do that last week? Were you taking notes?
No.
So we'll have our guest show up on the next segment. Is it a fence? Is it a concrete wall? It's a concrete fence? What are you kidding me? And then third segment, maybe we'll have time for a legislative update. Hong Kong want to expand their housing. Everyone's got a housing problem. They want to build man-made islands. I'm thinking, we already have islands. Why don't we just build? They keep talking about building. Why don't we just build on the islands? They want to allow public access to Hollister Ranch. There was a big article in the LA Times over the weekend. And I was in Hollister Ranch last Wednesday. I'll tell you that during the third segment. First time in 30 years in real estate. First time went to... And I met a young woman riding her bicycle from San Francisco to LA. I did not hit her. I met her at the gate of the Gaviota State Beach. She was going to spend the night.
At your place?
And not at my place. She had a tent. I could have offered her a tent in my backyard, I suppose. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. Quick break. We'll come back with today's guest on how you can own a concrete fence.